Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This. And we, as we gear up for Hari Raya tomorrow, tonight on the show, we're going to be speaking to people in literature to find out what this celebration, what this festive period means to them, particularly in this past year or so that we've been celebrating festivities during lockdowns. Now, joining us first up on the show, we have Adriana Nordin Manan. She is a writer, a playwright, and a translator. Adriana, in her own words, describes herself as being passionate about storytelling and the expanse of stories as bridges across cultures, imaginations, and human desires. Welcome to the show, Adriana. What a lovely way to describe yourself. And if I may, Selamat Hari Raya to you.
Selamat Hari Raya, Melissa. And hey, thank you so much for having me here. It's the closest we can get to open house, so I'm really thrilled.
I meet you, Adriana.
Yes.
You see me, but here I am.
Yes. Hi, Sharad.
Yes, definitely the new kind of celebration. I mean, this is what we're going to have to get used to. Very much, you know, kind of Zoom call Rayas, video call Rayas. So tell me a little bit about what Raya at home means to you, because this is our second Raya in a pandemic. What does that mean for you, particularly, you know, during this time when everyone is encouraged to stay home, not travel unnecessarily, and many of us are separated from our families? So how's this year going to look? How's Raya this year going to look like for you, Adriana?
You know, Mel, as a KL girl through and through, I used to think I was spared, you know, the barriers to traveling and balik kampung, because even last year, I remember it was more relaxed, right, the restrictions. Mm. So I could go to my grandparents' house, which is 15 minutes away. But this year, just the fact that it's not happening, for me, it really hits me as, oh, so close yet so far. And it reminds me of my years when I was studying overseas, where you just could not be with family. That was the only time I haven't been able to be with family for Raya. So that's my reflection point, I think, this year. Yeah.
Adriana, in fact, you know, it's interesting that you brought up the question of being away and studying. Mm-hmm. So many Malaysians live abroad, and the diaspora, mm-hmm. I mean, to the extent that they're Muslims, are going to have to deal with the separation during festivities. Does it make you focus on what is most important to you, beyond the frills, as it were, of Hari Raya?
This year? No, definitely it does. And I think there's more of, if I may put it this way, more of a focus on the small moments and the more introspective moments that happen during Hari Raya, of which there are a lot. And I think I'm extra reflective because we've had many, many months, right, to reflect on life and where we are. So for me, that's what it feels like this year. Despair for many reasons, but also not wanting to let Raya lose its sheen, its little sparkle, even if that means, you know, foregoing the frills.
Right. Can I ask you what it does mean for you? I mean, I love that there's this, it brings out a period of reflectiveness in us thinking about the blessings that we have in our lives. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you what it means, because Hari Raya is not just a religious, spiritual celebration, mm-hmm. right? It's also one that's cultural. And what does that mean to you, and you personally, and your little family circle? What does Raya represent to you? Is it about, you know, getting dressed up in the morning and bersalam and minta maaf, or exchanging duit raya? What is that? What is Raya like for you?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that question. I think, you know, and this is a moment of inspiration. And I thank you guys, really, because this opportunity is what gave me that space to. I was thinking about roots in my moment of inspiration, and there's a departure point here, because I often find that for Hari Raya, I'm often hunting down roots and leaves, literally. So like the galangal root and the turmeric root and the turmeric leaf and the kaffir lime, limau purut leaf from rendang, basically. I'm often finding myself like driving around, like that's an image of Raya. So then in my moment of being poetic, I thought, hey, you know, and then roots really comes back to fitrah, which is like the root of Aidilfitri. We pay the zakat fitrah. And I think for my family, it's always been very festive. And festive, the way I look at Raya, it's like, to me, it's the celebration with the most epic build-up, if I may, from my observation. You know, one whole month. So Raya, it means so many things. Crossing time, actually, and actually your life cycle, how your roles change, like from being somebody who doesn't fast and, you know, looks forward to Bunga Api and Duit Raya when you're a child. Now I shoulder different responsibilities. I'm the one who cooks for my family mostly, for example, for Raya Day. And I give Duit Raya now. So I think there's just this whole idea of that constant memory of your roots and where you are also progressing, in a sense, how you're flourishing, if you want to look at it that way, through the course of your life.
And, you know, yeah, there are different traditions. And I'm thinking about the way in which, say, Christmas, you know, in some literary traditions has become the context for an exploration of some of the deeper contradictions in those societies between the outward expression of joy and the festiveness, as it were, the, you know, the lights at malls and so on and so forth. And then the inner loneliness that sometimes, you know, grips people because you're expected to be happy or, you know, there are people who are lonely in the world and Christmas, for instance, does not relieve that. Do you see that tension between what you ought to feel and what some people might actually be going through?
Definitely. But I also think, would I say it's entered the public imagination or the public imagery? I mean, it's hard to say, but what I do sense is that I think because, again, going back to that whole idea of you had Ramadan, right? So you had the 30 days and then it's Raya. I maybe the contrast that could be gripping is the fact that we're asked to give sadaqah, you to donate, help out the less fortunate, the ones among us who are maybe, you know, not in as cheery a phase of their lives as we are. But then on Hari Raya, do we remember them? And then I think also maybe if I could maybe offer an idea of contradiction is actually restraint versus excess. And I know in a world where, you know, you can, well, pre-pandemic, you can pay and eat out a lot for buka puasa, for example. Maybe Ramadan and the idea of restraint maybe is a bit wobbly in this day and age. But I think that juxtaposition, that contrast is something to be felt. Where you're like, well, we're happy. We're saying everybody enjoys being in the family gathering. Everybody enjoys bersalaman. But maybe some people don't, you know. And it's hard to express that because human relationships can be very naughty, right? And then also the idea of, you know, how do we celebrate? How do we be self-aware? How do we think about community as well? It can't just be 30 days in the year. So if I wanted to take the slightly, I guess, pensive, maybe not the cheery Bunga Api Raya.
Adriana, I love that. That really resonated with me. And I have to say that, you know, this Raya in particular, because we spent the last Raya also during a pandemic, and this fasting month in particular has been one that was personally reflective. I took a lot of time. And I love that you said it's about restraint, right? Mm-hmm. It's about restraint versus access. I do feel that, and I wonder whether a lot of people also feel that because our worlds have become a lot smaller, our options have become a lot smaller, and you know, priorities kind of align during this time. I wanted to ask you, you know, I love the points that you brought up, and I'm wondering whether you're seeing that reflected in literature around us, in the popular culture around us. Do we see that represented? Sometimes Hari Raya festivities or celebrations are presented in a way that's almost superficial with the songs and the celebrations, the Bunga Api and the dressing up. Do you see a deeper reflection of what Hari Raya means in Malaysian literature, for instance?
Wow. And this is where I wave my little proverbial white ketupat and say, I can't claim such expansive knowledge of Malaysian literature, but, you know, if we can talk about popular culture, you know, the thing that we always look forward to is the Raya advertisements, right? And I haven't seen all of them. I know there are a lot this year. But I think, you know, the idea of course, human relationships is the big one. And I think the reflectiveness is often about what's important. paring it down to what's important, which is always family. And also a thing, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a complaint, like I'm not a little humbug, but I, as somebody who doesn't have that, you know, Balik Kampung annual ritual, when I looked at ads, I used to think that, oh, this doesn't really speak to me. This is not my experience. But as this year, especially has when, because our worlds have become smaller, I've learned to be more empathetic. So I think I know in Raya ads, there's a lot of, there are a few that I've seen of about contradicting, you know, but the idea, there's one in particular, it was about a daughter being very upset at her father who was having his business was affected, and he wasn't doing very well financially, but he kept giving to his neighbors, you know, giving produce in this sense from his business. And I see that there's a bit more, to me, there's a bit more of exploration of that idea of how in a time of hardship, How do we become inclusive in our own little spaces? And I think honestly that captures what I've observed in general in these times. Yeah.
Well, okay, we have like just a little bit of time left. I mean, I know people don't necessarily watch a lot of television. I'm sure they're focused on the families or like you, maybe cooking. But yeah, when you have your quiet time, Adriana, what do you do during Raya? What is it? I mean, you pick up a book to escape all the festivities and find a private space for yourself. What do you do?
Or do you, like me, go to the kitchen table and do another round of the ketupat and kuah kacang and rendang?
Oh, definitely. No, I don't do the book. I think instead of a book, I do the mid-morning nap or the early afternoon nap, which seems to be a Raya Day One staple for many people. For me, it's catching up, really. Catching up with friends and family that I haven't met, especially if you have family friends who actually you see once a year at Raya. There's that. And also, I like to invite my friends and just hang out with them. And really, it's just an opportunity to catch up. That's my moment. That's my moment of sharing and really wanting to just extend a sense of joy, really, of Raya,
Are you going to do the video call Raya catch-ups this year?
I don't know, because we did just meet a couple of weeks ago for my grandmother's birthday. So we're okay, my immediate family. But we said, and hopefully, who knows how the cookie will crumble. We're hoping to have a delayed Raya festivity, or I'll send them food. I've had requests for me to send over my cooking. And I'm like, okay, we'll see.
We would like to send it as well.
Okay, all right. I got to increase the number of the kilos of the beef I was going to buy tomorrow then.
Okay, all right. Adriana, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We appreciate your time. Selamat Hari Raya to you. Hope you have a great one.
Thank you, Melissa and Sharad. Take care.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the show, but we will be back with more, so stay tuned to Consider This.